Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to our Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular meeting. Today is May 29th. It is now 12:01. Sir, would you open us in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. We thank you, first of all, for our first responders. And Lord, be with the ones that was shot and also injured in a car crash last night, responding to that, Heavenly Father. Father, watch over their families and put a hedge of protection around them, Lord, and watch over our entire community, Lord, as the evil is showing its ugly head again this summer, Heavenly Father. Father, be in the midst of this meeting, Lord, and be in everything that is said and done, and give us your mind's eye for what you would have with this township. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
At this point of the meeting, before we do the pledge, I would like to take a moment to recognize the officers that have in the state of Ohio and in other townships that one's fighting for his life, the other one has been shot, and then we heard about the other sheriff's department that lost his life. This is within just a couple days. People that are willing to put their life on the line for their townships, for us people that are law-abiding citizens. It just makes you think. I know here in Franklin Township, when we negotiate pricing and things of that, and we pay our people, when we pay taxes for firefighters, for the police department, and then someone's willing to step up knowing the risk that's associated with that and say, I'll take the job, I'll keep those people safe. That is a daunting task when you think about that, because it's not like it's something that's hidden. You know the dangers that come with the job, and it comes so close to home. We ourselves had the shooting of the Amazon shooter. Our people didn't get the credit when they come in on like Calvary and took out the person that was actively shooting in a gunfight against the people for City of Columbus, and they are behind the car shooting back. Our guys pulled right in the mix of the fire. I watched the video, jumped out, and like teamwork, boom, ended the threat. It was over in 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. So it amazes me. I ask myself, would I want to do that job? You know, and then you say, well, how much would it cost me? How much would I do the job for? Then you're doing the job for the wrong reasons. You're doing it for the money, and then you're hoping that nothing happens. So at this moment, I would like to take a moment of silence to recognize the families, the law enforcement, not just ours, but abroad, that is keeping us safe. So we'll just take a moment of silence, please. Thank you all very much. Jan, there I invite you.
I'm half state rep. Yes.
Yes, we can do that.
I'm going to ask her.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, if I may have a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Leeser?
Yeah.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop here for a minute. We have our state representative, Christine. Is it, you go by Chris, Christine, which is the best way?
Either.
Okay, and the last name, if I say it right, Cockley?
Cockley, yes.
Cockley, okay. If you would like to come up, we would love to hear from you today.
Absolutely. Who should I face?
What, right there, you know, we can all see you.
Do you want me
right
to turn that?
That's
for
great.
You?
That's
okay,
great.
Good.
I take pride in being on time, usually. And I go by the rule if you're not 5 minutes early or 10 minutes late. So I apologize for being a little
you're
bit
fine.
Late today. I'm really, really grateful to be here with you all. Thank you for the invitation. As I mentioned, I'm State Rep Christine Cockley. I represent the west side of Columbus, and that incorporates parts of Norwich Township, Prairie Township, Franklin Township, Hilltop, all the way over to Galloway and up to Hilliard. Right now, we are in the midst of the state operating budget. Some ways that we can be helpful in the budget process for townships specifically is during the capital budget. So happy to dive into that if you have any projects that you're interested in that would be specific to the capital budget. Some other things we're working on, legislative priorities. Most recently, I'm working on a bill that's been very well received by the governor's office and very bipartisan that would help resolve missing people's cases. So I'm really excited about that one. Among other pieces of legislation, working on stuff within technology and innovation, working on things in ag committee and insurance committee as well. And then my favorite part of the job is helping connect constituents with different agencies and different government services. So if you ever have a problem with any of the government agencies and you can't get through to them, you can call my office and we can help expedite cases. So if you have any problems with SNAP benefits, Jobs and Family Services, if you need resources from the Department of Aging, the Ohio Department of Taxation, if you are a victim of a crime and you're trying to get funds to support your medical bills, reach out to my office and we can do our best to help you. And if we can't specifically do it, we will make sure that we connect you with the right resources that can. I know I threw a lot of information at you. I did do a community needs assessment where the biggest takeaway is a majority of people I represent have no idea what I do. So I'm very, very grateful to be here and share a little bit with you. But to make sure that you have more information that you can dive into later, I am going to leave my monthly newsletter that has a little description of what I can help with. It has some upcoming events, which I think most of them already passed in May. But I do have open office hours every month that you're more than welcome to stop by. If you just want to vent, share your concerns, give me some legislative ideas, talk about the budget, talk about your neighbors, whatever it might be, feel free to stop by my office hours. So I'll leave this with you. And I believe there is a link to sign up for my newsletters as well. On here with our website, so you can do that. And then also, I'm going to leave some of my business cards with you. It has my work email on it, and so if I can ever be of service to you, please feel free to reach out. The woman in my office is bilingual in Spanish, so if you have any needs that are in Spanish as well, we can do our best to help connect you with resources. And if there's any other language barriers or accessibility issues, let us know. We want to make sure that you have the opportunities to connect with your elected officials. Make sure you have the opportunity to come testify, come to visit the office, regardless of what your needs are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I threw a lot at you, so I'll leave this with you.
I'd like to open the floor if there's any questions, and then come back to the trustees if they have questions. So at this time, I open the floor if there's any questions.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Go ahead, Brenda.
How do you feel about annexation?
I don't have a firm stance on it because I'm not somebody that does the work and the processing, and I don't see the everyday effects of annexing and water and utilities. But it's something that I listen to the townships and I put townships first.
Anyone else? Here are no other questions. I close the floor. I would like to comment on Brenda's. Where we're having a problem, and we need, this is your backyard. I don't know if you live in the same district or in the west side or not.
Oh, yeah.
The west side
it's
is, you know.
It's only 9 minute
drive. So you know West Lamont, et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on my 12th year as representing the people of Franklin Township. It is taking 11 years to see the casino, the mall be tore down and new coming in. We all are fearful of where we're going to go at the point where they then jump ship and go into the city. Mm-hmm. Every time a piece of property is annexed into the city, we lose that much of our budget. And that adds up, and every person in this room has to carry that little bit of a burden.
Okay.
So our taxes go up. We just failed a fire levy by 33 votes, which keeps all the people. Now, that was 500 people, 530, 540 people voting out of 10,000 people in the township because it wasn't a November primary and et cetera. So we got to put it back on. We end up going to have to close one of our fire stations. So when someone asks you, what are your feelings in regards to annexing, what I would like you to take away from today is, as our state representative, we're drowning. And it's not how many breaths can we take or how long can we tread water. It's a lifeline that we need. One of the issues that is David and Goliath, you can annex, I think it's $100 and some, fill out the application, 2 weeks your property's annexed into the city, no questions asked. You cannot and will not be able to annex from the city back into the Columbus. From Columbus back into Franklin Township. So let's just take the property across the street as I sit here and look out the window. It's in Franklin Township. Next week it could be in City of Columbus. The services are still, we're still going to render the same services. The closest piece of equipment works there. Their taxes now go to City of Columbus.
And that takes away from me.
It takes.
So there's absolutely, in terms of townships, and forgive me, when a lot of my job is being educated.
Sure, and
I
that's what I'm trying to give
so
you.
Yes. So a clarifying question.
Yes.
In terms of a township, there's no situation where annexing is a good thing.
Absolutely. So
okay.
We put on the ballot, and a lot of people didn't understand the levy. If the fire levy would have passed, 2004, federal judge passed a declaration that you or townships or municipalities can put on the ballot a township-wide levy. What that means is if it passes, every levy you had goes away. You have a brand new levy, but anybody that has annexed into the City of Columbus since 2004 will have to pay too. So we would be able to retrieve some of that money. Are you familiar with the St. Margarita area?
Yes.
See the big boom up there? Mm-hmm. That was Franklin Township. So some of those properties were open fields that might have been 5 or 10 acres that was a value of $30,000. Come the next 6 months, it's going to be $30 million. We run what is on property tax. So what would the $30 million do to the township, et cetera? To give you an idea, our fire levy is $5.2 million. When Westland Mall area is completed, they're building right now. When that's completed, the estimated value is going to be $1 billion with a B, $1 billion. Do you have any idea what property tax on $1 billion is?
Tell me.
$9.2 million. Our fire levy, we're not allowed to collect more than what our levies call for. We can't change that.
And there's no restrictions right now on Westland Mall and the process of annexing and no safeguard to that.
Right. So we have been stuck in a rut of trying to get what's called a JED, a joint economic district. And what that would do is protect our borders in that area for 50 years. Is that correct? 50? Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're doing that. I'd hand you a pen. I knew exactly what you're doing. So a joint economic, sit down, have a seat. Sit down.
Thank you.
We're all here. So a joint, JED, joint economic district. So different JEDs, every time we get to the 99-yard line, they change what you can and can't do. Prairie Township was ahead of us by years, and they got theirs. And what that does is we have a dance partner. We tried with the City of Columbus. They let us go through all the process of 2 years and then said, no, we don't want to be your dancing partner. We had then start all over. It basically, the funding of your income tax would be split with Columbus, or your municipality that you are dancing with. So half of it would come back to the township. 30% of it has to go back into that region of that area. You can, out of that money, that tax money that comes in, sidewalks, beautification, you can give grants to buildings to be able to fix up the front of their lot and entice more business to come in. The trustees, one trustee has to sit on a board, and it's the public that would be on this board. They have the say of where that money is used that comes in from a JED. Prairie Township has the hospital on their JED. They have over 3,300 doctors, nurses, employees. They bring in quite a bit of money. They also have the Home Depot, brings in quite a bit of money. So Franklin Township is almost like the stepchild, and I don't, that's not fair to say, but everyone knows that redhead stepchild theory. What happens to Franklin Township is we get ran over, and there's got to be an advocate. I know when we lost Casino to Franklin Township, that's what made me get this seat, is because my dad said, quit complaining about it and do something about it. I don't want to run for senator, and I don't want to run for state house representative, but somebody has to step up to help in your level to help Franklin Township say, wait a minute, we need to be able to give them the tools, because the only way anybody is going to understand what a township or village is in the future, your kids or grandkids, is to go to a museum. The reason a federal judge gave an opportunity to municipalities by instrumenting a tool, which is called a township-wide levy, is so that they're not ate up. The reason that the city can take over is because they take and annex so much property that the taxes get too much on the people in the township. New Rome, you know where New Rome was? Weston High School. It's City of Columbus now. When I grew up, it was its own village. It was called New Rome. And eventually it got ate up by the city to where it was too expensive to live there. People were like, I'm annexing my property. So it's basically paying pixie sticks with the Columbus. They know eventually it's going to collapse and they're going to own it all. There should not be at any point in time a one-way street for annexing. City water and sewer is the main culprit. However, if you go and do research, Franklin County gave the City of Columbus back in 1926 or so the right to expand their utilities across Franklin County's right-of-ways and etc. There is a new federal law that if there is city water adjacent to your property and sewer, you are allowed to hook up without being expected to annex. However, you got to pay the tap fee, and now it's not called a tap fee, it's called a, I'll think of it in a minute, but it's the same thing. And it's usually around $3,300 to tap on per thing, which is one thing. And then you usually pay a higher rate for your sewer and your water. Where we need the most help is, to give you an example, you're in a building that's probably 100 years old, and you talked in regards to your budgets and monies like that, because every one of these people sitting here and the people at home watching pay into monies, and then we see them go into parks and different places. Franklin Township has not ever really been rewarded anything. We would love to have a new firehouse that's sitting here if it could be in their budget. Things of that nature that we would be able to help the community and give back to the community that the people have so dearly paid for years. That is my synopsis of what we need and where we are, but we really need people from your district and above. I would love to go on the floor and argue and say, listen, let's take the Republicans and the Democrats out of the equation. And how is it that you can sit there and say you can annex into the city, but you can't annex from the city back into a local government?
That's fascinating. I did not know that.
Yes, and it makes no sense. And everybody will, like, we're not talking about that. anywhere you go, oh, sorry, we're not talking, that's not coming on the floor, we're not talking about that.
And that's state law.
Right. Well, I don't I think, I don't know if it's a state law. Is it a state law? But that needs to be changed. If you can do it one way, it should be another. That's, and I, for the women in here that I'm going to say this, I apologize in advance and at home. You're a woman, you can't vote. Only men can vote. It's the same thing. If you're in the city of Columbus, you cannot annex back into Franklin Township. It makes no sense whatsoever. And if you look at the, I bet you we've lost over 600 acres just this year alone. Affordable housing, the apartments, and everything that's going on. And the one issue that we have with Hague Avenue is they're annexing the properties, but not the right-of-ways. And then the city says, well, that's county road. We can't help it that we just added 2,000 more cars a day on that road that you can't get up and down through. We can't get emergency service through, things of that nature. So then it puts the burden on the county as well. And it's just, if we're going to play ball, let's all play by the same rules. You know, I mean, three strikes, you're out, but the other team gets five. How do you get that? You know, and, you know, the other team's only allowed to use left-handed batters versus ambidextrous, whatever you want. If we're going to do this, we need to really do it right. We need people in positions to look at, this is your district. And and as you said, educate you, and that's kind of what I'm doing. And I'm going to stop there. You and I can have other conversations later, but I would like to see about the other board members.
Well, there is protections, and it's in Ohio Revised Code. If water and sewer is already provided to the site, they have to provide it. But the problem with that is townships like ourselves, we don't have the money to fight them in court over it. And but we can do things like we passed a resolution to keep JCPenney's building up as a
historical
site. That way it establishes the sewer and water. But as we all know, it's the same MO with the city of Columbus every time. Well, they hold people hostage and force them to annex in. The same way with the casino. They didn't keep a building up, so now they're forced them into annexing into the city of Columbus. So there is safeguards, but with those safeguards comes a huge attorney bill. I mean, township our size, we're running on a $10 million budget. We really don't have the finances to fight, better lack of term, City Hall.
And I think my biggest hesitancy in taking a firm stance on annexation is because I didn't know the depth of the resource sharing, because a lot of times you share different agencies, like for fire, police, water, sewer, and getting a deeper understanding of that. But what ultimately comes down to is the revenue piece, and that is detrimental to townships.
And another point is, you know, you're working on your capital budget, which I'm working with a couple other, Michelle Reynolds and a couple other senators and state reps on that. But one thing that needs to happen is the emergency funding money that the state has in their budget every year doesn't trickle down to local governments. We provide emergency services for Columbus, but we're not getting any help, like a grant or anything from the state for operational costs of a firehouse or a police department. John, I don't know if you were here, but we was talking about the Amazon shooting, remembering all the officers that have lost their lives in the line of duty and those that are still responding. We backed up and supported Columbus. Mutual aid goes both ways. But we don't get anything for that. And the state, I know, has in their budget line items, but they don't do anything with it. That needs to trickle down to local governments, not just Franklin Township, but all local governments, villages, and $1 million can go a long way. It costs $1 million to replace a fire truck. Mm-hmm. And we've got a fire truck that's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And but right now it's operational fees. If we could get help from the state of Ohio, take that money from the state budget and earmark it through appropriations for operational costs of a fire department in the state, in Franklin Township, that would help townships drastically. But the big battle, like John was saying, is the annexation. the city of Columbus just keeps eating us up. But, and they're holding people hostage, and I'll use that term, hostage, with the water and sewer. Mm-hmm. You can't, you don't have it established, you're not getting it unless you annex in. We've got a subdivision called Money Back. They forced everybody, the city of Columbus forced everybody to go on sewer up there, on the city sewer.
Through the county.
Through the county.
Project.
Mm-hmm. This is five, it's probably been 10 years ago now, that project. Was it 10 years ago, Jim?
About six.
No, it was complete.
It finished in about 6 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Started.
10 years ago.
And, well, you know, the concern was their septics were failing and going into their well water. They wouldn't run water lines into that community to provide them water. Well, right around the corner I live, I've got water lines, but I didn't have sewer, but now I got both. They wouldn't do that unless they annexed it. They hold people hostage to annex in, because all they want to do, it's a money grab. They want your tax dollars as individuals.
Are you heavily involved with the Ohio Association for Townships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes I've seen, this is where I believe that a lot of lobbyists and different things, I've seen times where I'm like, why in the world would you not fight for your townships? Because some of the statutes that they came out with, I'm like, well, that didn't help us. I mean, that's kind of crazy. Like, one of the things, if we could get some kind of emergency funding to get us through to November, is for our fire department. To give you an example, City of Columbus is going to be hurt because we're going to close down one station.
Isn't that like 7,000 calls a year?
Yes. But no one helps us other than mm-hmm. mutual aid. If we have a fire, they'll send extra pieces of equipment, but we do that too. But when it comes time to say, hey, until we can go back to the voters, how about ponying up some emergency money? Oh, we can't do that. Well, we don't say that to you when you don't have the money or the resources or don't want to invest in those resources to put a new fire station in this area. From my understanding, from what I've been explained, it would take two new houses to cover the areas that we do for the city of Columbus. Now, the mutual aid works great. We like the fact that if we had two medics tied up on two different runs and there was a run, city does come and pick it up, Grandview will pick it up. That works great. But in the same token, when you sit where we sit, is we don't even get the scraps from the table. You know, and it's kind of like, if you know, in this dire strait right now where we are, show the taxpayers that, you know, you can lend a hand and help us until we can actually, 33 votes was awful close to pass a levy.
It was a 6% swing. We lost the levy by 6%, so that tells you that. But going back to, you know, take the calls. You know, we had 7,000 calls. Look at the calls going to, out of our 192 house, going to the casino alone.
Can you send me that data?
Mm-hmm. We can get with you, the chief. In the casino, if you back up, my father worked for, it was Delphi, GM, what was it, Fisher Guide, all the different names that they changed, and they basically made door locks and different parts. He worked there 35 years. He's been retired 35 years. And that was always in Franklin Township. It had city water and city sewer. And but what it come down to, and again, there was a host fee. I don't know if you know what a host fee is. So the host fee was the casino gave $1 million or $2 million, a certain amount of millions of dollars as a host fee thanking you. That went to the Blue Jackets that was supposed to be non-partisan, to stand on your own situation, but it got them out of debt. And a lot of people were upset. And the city of Columbus voted to allow gambling, not Franklin County. Mm-hmm. When the casino was moved to that site, the groundbreaking was in Franklin County, in Franklin Township. It started being torn down. It was in. At some point, then the city came, and I call it red flagging, you're not going to hook on unless you annex. they looked at other alternatives of water, sewer, and things, and it came to the conclusion the size and scale of their operation, it wouldn't make sense to be able to have on their own property their own septic systems and things of that nature. So they have a team that that's all they do is look at further development of the city of Columbus outside of, look at Delaware, all the way to Delaware is being eaten up by the city of Columbus. At some point, people need to stand up and say, wait a minute, why? It's one thing, it's like saying you and I'm running for your seat, but you're not allowed to go back on the ballot. Then just, I win. You know, I mean, it's that simple. It should be both ways. If anything, I think, you know, I believe in the people having a voice and voting. When we have a levy, like the fire levy, we put it out there. We didn't make it pass. We didn't make it fail. This board recognized that we need fire service. We put it on the ballot, and the people make the decision. And I believe that our people are not getting the decisions. We're just told that it's been annexed. I went to a county commissioner's meeting. I was chastised, saying, not up in my house, because I said, will you consider not voting yes to annex this? And they said, we have to say yes. I'm like, you don't have to say yes. What happens if you get two no's? But it just, and it doesn't make sense why the county, and I explained to the county that we lose, you lose. That's tax dollars that are not going to the county. So I need to quit. And Mr. Blevins.
Oh, no, you beat this
drum. So I apologize.
I'll call you and get the rest of my points across.
You get with these other two gentlemen and have their own private meeting, but we're doing business here.
Mind.
I didn't want you to think being inhospitable or anything, but it's time to move on.
No. I appreciate it. My two takeaways. One, I want to apologize that you all had to sit through this because I'm sure you all already know all of these things. And so I thank you for allowing this time to be educated and have these conversations. And I want to make sure we do have an open dialogue, which leads to my second point, which I frequently tell people. If you don't take anything else away from this, oftentimes state legislators are creating legislation on things that they have no idea about. So never assume that I have seen any of the pieces of legislation that's gone through the House. There's so many moving pieces. We actually don't even know what we're voting on until less than 24 hours,
right,
until it comes to the floor. And so never be afraid to reach out to my office proactively and say, hey, Rev Cockley, how do you feel about annexing? And let me give you my thoughts, and here's what the facts are, and here's what's important to the township. Never be afraid to say, hey, Rep. Cockley, this is coming across your desk, but you may have not seen it, or this is something I want to flag for you, this is important to us, because it's just so fast-paced that oftentimes we don't see these things. And it's never a burden, you're never annoying, I'd rather have more information and hear from you all so I can make sure that I am truly representing you. So never assume that I have already seen these things. Feel free to always send stuff my way. And yes, we will definitely connect.
I'll give you a call and come down, because I'll be down for other reasons. But I'll come down to your office.
Perfect.
And we'll set up a meeting.
And I know you have mine.
I have it.
And
I have
my card at the end of the table there if you'd like to.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I appreciate you all.
Yes.
And I do have thank you. We had a conversation a month or two ago, and the representative really is interested in helping us save Westland Mall. She really is.
I wanted to ask you questions about it, but I didn't want to go down a rabbit hole because I know you have official business to conduct. But if you have thoughts about Westland Mall, if you haven't had any input, I did meet with Cornell, who is the former county engineer.
Cornell Robinson, yes.
Wonderful conversation.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm curious what the community input is. So, yeah.
We want to keep it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a Franklin Township forever. And we did the reasons we did what we did with the resolution to keep JCPenney's is to help that developer.
Mm-hmm.
And also we went to the state to help that developer and got grant money for him to tear it down.
And did like letters of support.
Yeah. And also I worked with Mike Carey's office and got federal money. Well, we did. I represented the board and Mr. Mazur, sorry. We worked with Carey's office and got grant money to put the boulevard through, help put the boulevard through they want. I've wasted all, you know, at this point in time, if it annexes into Columbus, I've wasted these people's tax dollars mm-hmm. by trying to help them.
Mm-hmm. And they might not have, not have that revenue.
Right. They might not have that revenue because they're being held hostage by the city of Columbus. Yeah. And that's wrong to these people.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We'll talk.
Thank you
so much. Oh, I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you all. Reach out.
So we'll move on. I want to thank everybody for my winded area, but sometimes when we have an opportunity to kind of, I wanted the public to be able to hear some of the concerns and things that we've been working on for years, the people at home that have an opportunity to see that and say, that's my sentiments as well. I've been thinking the same thing. Your board has been working on that for a long time, so I will move on with this, and we'll go through the rest of the meeting fairly quickly, and thank you for your patience. I greatly appreciate that. Next, while they're talking, Patty, let me go ahead and go to you, and let me have you come up if you would.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Let me say this. If Stone Ridge was allowed to vote for your fire levy or Willow Creek, you would have had your 33 plus I don't know how many more yeah. votes. We cannot vote, even though you service us. Right. You are our first responders. We can't vote for you. Yeah. I would have voted 10 times for you.
Yeah.
We just can't. Thank you. And that's, I wish there was something we could do about that kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
The only things I have is our next meeting is June 10th here at 6:30. And for right now, we are having the trucking company that's across the street from the beverage dock, which is Blue Rock Lane and Harrisburg Pike. They're wanting to put up a multi-bay structure. Pretty mundane. We may get, I don't know yet, it depends on if I get the city staff report in time. Cooper Stadium, apparently Greenlawn Cemetery is wanting to build some structures along their back fence line, which is in would be in the back of the apartments that they want to build. And right now the development is talking about putting these big containers back there to be a buffer between the fence line, the housing in front and the apartments and everything on the other side. And Greenlawn is wanting to put something there so they don't have to put those semis there. I don't know if they'll be at our meeting. It depends on whether or not I get the staff city report yet on time. So that's the only things I have.
Okay, at this time I'm going to open the floor. Is there any questions for Ms. Spencer? Here or none? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Mr. Mazur, I skipped over the meeting minutes. Oh. So at this point,
old business
meeting minutes approval for the May 15, 2025 regular business meeting and special meeting of May 20th, 2025. Is there any questions in regards to those meeting minutes?
We have to separate them.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
Okay, so which one were you not?
I know. I'll, go ahead.
I'll do them individually.
I'm just trying to recall if I was here on the 20th. I just can't remember.
Yeah, she was here on the 20th.
Okay, I know I missed the fit. Okay, good.
So what I'll do is I'll break these down. Meeting minutes approval for May 15th, 2025. If there's no further questions in regards to the meeting minutes, I'd ask for a second.
I can't second. I wasn't here. On the 15th,
just
I wasn't
you and
here.
I.
Okay, I thought that's okay. I'll second it.
I have a second. If I can have a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Abstained.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blemmons?
Yes.
Meeting minutes approval for the special meeting May 20th, 2025. If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second that one.
Having a second, I ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blemmons?
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on, police chief is not here. They are Lieutenant Ratliff. Sir, if you take the podium.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, there were some unfortunate events last night with a couple officers that were shot in Mifflin Township, and the person who supplies us our stats for the meeting wasn't able to give us a stats.
Can you give the public a general idea where Mifflin Township is from us?
Mifflin, it's just right over by the airport. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going over towards
670.
Yeah, 670. They're just over there.
Northeast side.
David Griggs, the chief of the extremely good guy. I mean, they've come down here, worked some warrants with us and stuff, and we've done things with them. They're actually a pretty close ally to us. In fact, I texted him as soon as I heard that his officers had been shot, and then we have Officer Kidwell, who's on the officer support team. I sent him right down to the hospital to make sure we had representation if he needed something. Okay. So since I don't have, we got our tablets in, and they're at the county being programmed and, you know, whatever they do to it, so we have the CAD system, okay? And then once I get them in the cars, I'm going to reach out to Panasonic and start getting our quotes to sell the old ones, okay? And then I've got some points. Let me find them here, put them in. They're like just bullet points from over the last 2 weeks that I could get together since I didn't actually have the stats to give to you. We actually identified and arrested a guy who was doing several burglaries up on North Hague Avenue, which would be in your neck of the woods. We arrested a guy, and like I say, the road, for several sexual assaults on a female under the age of 12 last week. We had a 22-year-old man violently attack his father, stabbed him several times, and fled the scene, and we caught him shortly afterwards. Guys breaking into cars over there at Gino's. Do you know where Gino is? On Eakin Road, the little junk place. The guy fired shots at Gino, and we ended up arresting him for robbery. Officers made a traffic stop. Guy threw out 32 grams of meth and 3 grams of fentanyl, which I actually noticed that he threw it out the window and made an arrest. We're enforcing the parking violations and the township issuing tickets and towing cars, which I think somebody called me just the other day about that. Steve did. That's one of the things that we were doing.
Last one?
Yeah. Officer Myers participated in the light blue caravan that they had. Well, we've been reminding people about the noise ordinances that's in the township. And then the two officers that were shot.
Okay. I have one I'll talk to you about after, show you some pictures after the meeting.
Okay.
The other thing I'd say is over there beside the old Ding Ho, that car lot that continues to have the cars lined up in the easement there, if we can continue that.
Sure will.
I don't know how you'd have to move 20 cars to get one car out if you wanted to test drive it. I don't know how he...
Dude, I
don't get it.
It's stacked in there, everything is.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that.
You can't sell if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they called in a stolen car over there one time, and they didn't even notice it was stolen for like 2 weeks out of the middle of the lot. And then when I ran the car, I seen where an officer had ran that car that evening at like 1 a.m. in the morning, and we ended up getting an arrest out of it because they didn't know for like 2 weeks, though.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, will you be sending a representative to the Marengo sheriffs? I'm just curious if you had had any plans to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we can talk about it.
No, it's fine. I just, it seems
Marengo?
Like...
Or Morrow County?
Morrow
well,
County.
Marengo is where the accident occurred.
Okay,
yeah. Morrow County then.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, generally seems...
I am thinking about it, yeah.
Okay. I just was curious.
Is the board sufficed with a representation for any of these? I mean...
I think it goes along with their duty.
Right, but as long as the board is supportive, then
yeah,
he doesn't have to come back and...
Yeah, I mean, that's a great job for... I mean, you can run up there.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday, me and Matt stood on 270 and saluted the officer going down. I saluted him going up 270.
Well, thank you.
I think that falls in the line of...
I believe that.
Line of business. That's your, you know, just advise us when you do. That's all I say.
Okay. At this time, any other questions?
No,
so,
that was the purpose for asking.
No worries.
Sorry, I didn't know that. Very good.
At this time, I'm going to open the floor for any questions to Lieutenant. Hearing none, I close the floor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We do not have the fire chief in or represented for him, so we're going to move on to road department, Mr. Stevens.
Hello, everybody. I got a couple things. One of the first things, an update on the department and with our building. As you all probably seen when you pulled in, we're getting all of the materials in. Pickle Lumber is supposed to be here on Monday. I spoke with Grant from Pickle Lumber this morning. They are sending the people in to get started on Monday, so they'll be drilling holes. We'll get them inspected by Monday, and we should have posts in the ground by Monday afternoon if we can get the inspection done in time. We've got pretty much everything is graded out to the best that we can do right now until they can actually get the building up and we get the final grade. But everything's moving along real well with that. A little bit of an update on Fisher Road. Fisher Road, Ryan and I went up there again today and we had oopsed the front part of the property and we went back in, had to remark it, and we've now oopsed all the way from Fisher Road to the fence row. We've got everything in, painted a white line. Actually met with the owner today, very nice guy, and got his contact information moving forward. At least we got somebody that we can reach out to. He's very understandable with what we need to do. But I just want to kind of give you an update that something's still in the works. So, another situation. It just kind of popped up this morning. We have a resident up on Plank and Dover that started doing some excavating in his yard yesterday afternoon, I'm going to say somewhere around maybe 11 o'clock. And by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the man had poured concrete. No permits whatsoever, unbeknownst to us at all. Any of this was even going on. We were down on the south end working yesterday. The guys were, they were up that way and actually came through the Money Back area early in the morning, and there was nothing going on at the time. So I got some pictures for you.
And they're working in our right of way, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they have been warned previously, correct?
Multiple times. So this is what we have now.
This is yesterday.
Yeah, this actually all happened yesterday. All the excavation
mm-hmm.
was done and the concrete was poured by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The hash marks, our permit, they had pulled a permit prior because they put some drainage in, but I did get with them. We got all the permit and everything done on that. Our permit and that permit, the only thing that would have ever covered is would be like at your house, your actual driveway apron that just comes out and hooks up to the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of drew some hash marks in there in a roundabout area of where our right-of-way would be. I went up there and met with a gentleman this morning and explained to him that I had explained to him on multiple occasions, you cannot just do what you want to do when you want to do it. There's a process that we have to go through. There's permits that have to be pulled. I'm sure that they would probably have had to have pulled a permit through the county to do anything out of our right-of-way. I did explain to the gentleman there's a very good possibility that when I bring it to the board may make a decision to go ahead and have him remove that concrete that's in our right-of-way. We had just replaced about 60 foot of pipe, drain tile ourselves down.
And then you add that weight on top of it.
And I explained to him, it is a double wall ADS pipe, so it will be able to handle the weight. But that the point is, just like I told him, if we had blockage or if we had an issue, I'm tearing it up anyhow. So I wanted to bring it to the board and ask you on what, you know, what you think that we should do. He is under the understanding, and I did warn him today that, you know, don't be surprised. And if you look at those hash marks, I'm sorry, I didn't give myself one. If the hash marks would be the area that I would say is in our right-of-way, goes back to that pole. Now, that being considered his driveway to his garage.
Right.
I mean, we don't, if somebody's going to just replace an actual driveway at their house, we don't give a permit for just replacing a driveway.
Absolutely.
So if they wanted to leave this little area here, his permit that he already has for the drainage would cover our apron, but anything other than that, no.
So here's, and I'm not just saying this particular area, but you also have seen a lot going on, and I don't know what's going on with some of the ones, like the big barn, I'm going to call it the big barn. I don't remember, there's a pole barn that went up.
Down off of Brookside, or
yeah, whatever that side street is.
Yeah.
And potentially people living in it, and they put a second story in it, potentially people for that. No permits were pulled, basically concrete your back yard and then put that up and et cetera. At some point, we have to, as a board, say no, because if we say nothing about this and do nothing, we're just going to see more of it.
Absolutely.
And then why do we sit here as a board and even entertain the discussion? We need to enforce the rules and regulations that are on the books, and irregardless of who you were, if it was a mistake on your part, just take it out.
And this gentleman, like I said, I have had discussions with him and warned him about this before,
right,
where he's done work in our right-of-way without getting a permit through our department. And this time, he definitely, I absolutely heard nothing. And to think that they did all the excavation and the concrete poured in a period of 6 hours is actually remarkable.
Yeah.
But, you know, and as far as like you're talking about that big building, it's just going to be a question from my own knowledge. That not being something that we would give a permit for, does the county inform the township?
They should.
I don't believe they do.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it's only from my own knowledge, because that would be a permit that they would have to go through the county to get.
Just like the party house, when they did get a permit and went through the procedures to build the new home, but the whole backyard that they concreted, the whole, I don't understand that. I know growing up, anytime I played volleyball, it was in sand, not on concrete.
And that may be a good question for a representative that was here too, is that communication, lack of communication on permitting.
Right.
That would be something that we take up to the commissioner's office.
I was at that hearing, John, with the party house.
Same
where
guy.
That was my next question, where he did not receive a permit to do all that concrete work, and the zoning board was extremely upset that he went ahead and poured the concrete without a permit. What the zoning board decided to do was retroactively approve that permit. They weren't happy about it, and they made the statement that they saved this gentleman a lot of money and a lot of trouble. That was the same meeting that he wanted to build a 4,000 plus square foot barn on his property. And I spoke during that hearing, and I said he is zoned, the biggest he can put on there is, I think it was 720 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the board agreed with me and told the gentleman not to do anything else on that property. They would approve the 720 foot square foot structure, but they reiterated to him that this has to stop. And again, they weren't happy with the zoning department, with the county, but they approved his previous concrete work. So now you're telling me this is the same gentleman.
It's the same gentleman.
So my position would be, since he's had this hearing on a different property previously.
And this is the property and that he owns right at the end of the other property. He bought...
I'm going to go and look.
Yeah.
No, it is.
It is.
Because we have issues with unimproved surfaces around his property that I was instructed by the board, the zoning board, to document, which I have. If there are no permits for this, now you're saying you're okay with the driveway?
Well, I'm just saying a driveway, if
to his garage.
He had a driveway at one
time. He already had one,
He had an existing driveway. Now, we wouldn't give a permit of somebody, let's say you wanted to tear
standard driveway
and put a driveway
and just
back
replace
in,
it.
And just replace it. He would have to pull the permit through us for just the apron from the roadway to the right of
way. So basically,
no,
Steve,
I get that. I get that. But what I want to be sure of, aside from the apron, he can go ahead and tear his driveway out without a permit and replace it.
Now, that would be a permit that would have to probably come from
the county.
This is what I'm getting at. So we need to determine, one, if the new driveway is permitted.
Correct.
Secondly, we need to determine if the excess concrete was permitted as well.
And what it comes boils down to there is, in this picture, all of this concrete inside the hash marks is in our right of way. That was not permitted at all.
Basically, they took the whole yard and concreted the whole yard. I know the people are probably thinking, what are they thinking about?
So what I'm,
but
what I'm getting at,
in his whole front yard is now all concrete.
If the assumption is there was no permitting here
all the way to the street,
then I mean, I don't want to speak for the county board, but I mean, the guy's been he's been instructed in the past
multiple times from me.
Well, this is what I would say. This is my opinion. We need to turn it over to the county.
And follow up with the county.
Follow up with the county.
It needs
to be a two-fold operation here.
And I can do this.
Because if it's not permitted, if you're doing work in the township and it's not permitted through the county, no.
Shame on you.
And then if you're doing work within the
right-of-way. And if you don't have, and if you're doing work within the right-of-way, which he's been warned, what, at least three times?
I'm going to say four.
Okay. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. I would make a motion. We'd need a resolution.
No motion. There's no money involved.
Make a motion to work with the county to figure out where we're at.
No. I'll make a motion that we have him remove all concrete out of our right-of-way.
Which would be the hash-marked areas.
Yeah. Out of our right-of-way. And a motion that we turn the rest of it over to the county to handle.
I would second that motion. And if we could have a roll call. Before I do so, sir, I saw the look in your face. Is there another method in which you
No. No, it's just befuddling to me that if this is the same gentleman, and I personally sat in a hearing, and they addressed this on his other property, but yet this happens.
He just does it on his own.
No, that's all.
Okay.
Chairman, that's just,
so a roll call when you're ready, sir.
Mr. Leiser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
And I have his contact information, and I'll take one of the guys up there with me. We will make sure that we pull the appropriate right of way measurements off the center line and chalk it.
I was going to say, because that's what, about approximately 60 feet
it
long?
Be, it should be a 50-foot right-of-way, I'm thinking.
No, but lengthwise.
Oh, he's probably got 70 foot of concrete up there, if not more. Yeah.
He's going to have to saw cut it.
And I told him when I was leaving up there this morning, I said, you know, do not be surprised if I come back later on today and I tell you this amount, we will market this amount is what you're going to have to take out.
Immediately.
And then I'd let the county handle the rest of it because you know he hasn't pulled a permit.
Yeah, I mean,
he hasn't pulled a permit.
That's kind of out of our realm.
Yeah, he hasn't pulled a permit for anything else he's done until he's been forced to. So,
and leave the apron in the driveway, but just on both sides of that driveway.
And it should be the width. Most of the approved surface for is the width of your garage door. If you notice, most is that width of the garage, not the width of the building itself, but the width of the garage door. Because usually your driveway goes from door to door, from edge of door to edge of door.
But you still, so I'm clear, but you still need a permit to replace
a driveway, mm-hmm. Yes.
So that all needs permitted.
Yeah.
Well, from,
this picture.
From the
township. Whole thing needs permitted. The whole thing. Through us,
but your right of way is a separate issue.
Yes.
Yeah, the county, what he needs from us is he's going to, and I'm going to make him go through the whole regimen. He's going to have to make a drawing for me to issue the permit for the apron, which would go pretty much like right there. Wherever the right-of-way line is to the roadway is the apron.
You permit the apron.
We permit the apron.
Anything in our right-of-way.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any more questions on that one?
No, but what are we doing about, like, for instance, is it Plank? What's the last street that goes down? Basically, the person that has taken over the side lot and they have all kind of equipment, it'd be on the left-hand side as you go down. Is that Plank that it goes down,
Brookside
dead
Dover
ends?
And Brookside Dover.
Plank and
Plainview.
At the end of Plainview. The last house in Plainview on the left-hand side. Are we into any court situation or anything? Are we doing anything about the commercializing of that?
I think I would have to go through Todd.
Yeah, I have never heard anything back. Okay. I know we had met down there before. And
right.
We had met with Paul Eberts at the time.
Right.
And then that was all turned over to zoning because of what they did. Because
okay.
That's all outside of our right.
So what I would like to do to put on your plate is that piece of property, and then you come back to the west and on the south side of the street, they still have the lot where
the trailer was.
Yeah. And they still have all the commercial, they have semis and et cetera.
Yeah.
And what we need to really do, Mr. Stevens, is go through there while you're there and compile a list, because even there's some semis parked in people's driveways and things that, you know, are not consistent. I don't want to say that I'm picking on one person, but what happens is everybody starts doing what they want to do because, well, they've done it. And then we're in a situation to where past practice, I hate that word, and they think it's okay. And just like the barn, are we just going to leave it? What's the county going to do? We really need to go through there. We need to put that on you and then find at the next meeting, give us trustees a consensus of where are we at. Is the county looking at it, or did they not know about it, or they thought, oh, I thought you had it? Because what can we do? We're not a township home rural, so there's nothing that we can act on it. We have to let the county act on it. But we really need to find out what we're, because it's getting out of hand.
It is.
Also, there's a ton of, while you're up there, if you don't mind, there's a ton of vehicles parked in our right-of-ways, either the alleyway off of Plainview and little cross street. There's always a Volkswagen parked in it'd be our easement because it's an alleyway going through there. It's the only one that's open, I think, in the whole complex.
And if that's something that I would need to get.
If you can get the pictures,
sure,
of it and turn it over to Nicole, and the address, turn it over to Nicole. And
you know where the party house is and they park, correct?
Oh, yeah.
They cross the street. So what is the next street that goes to your left there, and it dead ends? And there's
that's
one house.
That's Plank.
That's Plank. Plank continues across the
right
side.
Right. So we need to address all the cars that use that as their driveway and just park on there. You know, are they legal? Are they not legal? Because there were signs up. things of that nature. And Lieutenant, if you're hearing this, if we have officers, I don't mind letting them walk up, knock on the door and saying, hey, just so you know, this isn't legal. You're not to be using this street as your driveway. Because, yes, they're technically the only house now there because the one on the corner was tore down. But we can't just let someone have 80-foot long road as their personal driveway because it dead ends.
And this, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And also just east of that location, there's a house that's poured gravel, it looks like, all the way around it. I don't know if it goes around. It goes around the front and to the side.
Greenhouse, I think.
I think it is a, it's either a blue or greenhouse. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and check and see if that's been permitted through the county.
It's something, I know Ryan, he had spoke with somebody with the county, but I'll check on that.
Get a lot of homework.
I'm writing it down.
As long as we're staying within confines, you know, I'm not looking to pick on somebody because they have roses instead of dandelions. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But what we're running into is, like I said, everyone looks and says, well, it's okay for them. It's okay for us.
Well, they'll pour the gravel, and then the next thing you know, they're parking on it.
Yeah. And I do know that the county has that.
On approved surface.
Yeah, on approved surface, pervious. Can't be parked on a non-pervious.
Well, the one at the end of Plank or Plainview, whatever it is.
Grass.
I mean, they're talking a half acre or nothing but gravel in their backyard and then parking all kind of equipment on it.
Running a business out of there, too.
You're right.
And then this gentleman, which I stressed to him today, he is the gentleman that's actually building the three houses down on the left-hand side on Dover. And I told him, because he said something about his driveways, what I could understand from him this morning, I told him, you don't pour a driveway. I'm sure through his permitting, he got his permit. He would have probably had to have the permit to build a house, put the driveway. And I said, but you have to come to us with three separate drawings, one for each house, which is going to show coming to the roadway with the apron. He has to get three separate permits, one for each address.
At this point in time, I wouldn't put it past him not having permits for the houses.
He doesn't have to take them.
I mean, because of all the other stuff.
I know that he got the permits through the county to put the houses up. I do know that because the county had contacted us.
Well, if you do have a language barrier with the gentleman, Lieutenant, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have access to the young lady that usually comes from the Sheriff's Department that can translate. Just get with the Lieutenant and we can squash this language barrier.
He understood me rather well today.
Yeah, the property that you and I went to, the last time I went down there, our alley that goes up through there is just littered with his vehicles that are backed up what would be the alley.
That's the alley I'm talking about.
At the end of Plainview or whatever.
Yeah, I know which one.
That's the one I'm talking about when I said go up there, and there's just.
Well, he made that fence out front. And it would cross over the alley anyway. She wouldn't be able to turn. And then he filled in the ditch. Then he filled in the ditch so that he could have his own access.
His own entrance.
Yeah. Okay. So I know we beated that horse. So.
Okay.
Anything else for us?
The last thing that I have is we flooded our social media outlets with, we were accepting applications for our summer help, had contacts through the schools, and literally have gotten not much of anything. I got it and application from a gentleman named Nate Cabinez. Talked with him, fine young man, and I'd like to pass the resolution to hire this one on, and we're going for one more.
Can you give us any information where he's from?
He's from out around the Galloway area. He went to West Jump, but he was out around from the Galloway area.
Okay. So, and age, school, anything? Seattle school?
Graduated.
How recent?
This year.
Okay.
Graduated this year.
Just gives us an idea of what we're looking at as far as summer help.
And I know with our advertisement, I made sure that it was a 16-year-old, couldn't be anything younger than that.
I mean, driving the trucks, you have to be at least 21, our trucks.
21 for the, get the CDLs.
Yeah, for the CDLs, 18 to drive, but we won't be driving our vehicles.
But I'm just saying, in
drug
general.
Drug tests, all that's been handled?
I haven't done the drug test until we know for sure that this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
That was a test.
I got you. Did I pass?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
You can plug it.
So, sir, you go ahead.
I have a problem.
Go ahead and read the resolution. Yep.
Okay, I got it. Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, May 29, 2025. The trustee, Mark Below, made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves to hire Nate Godinez as a seasonal employee for the Township's Road Department. The start date is effective June 2nd, 2025, with a wage of $20 per hour. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the Ohio Revised Code. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon adoption. Thank you.
With one exception, that he passes a
yes.
drug test.
Yes.
With said resolution, if there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Having the second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
And Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to at this time open the floor if there's any questions for our road department.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I see a hand up. Nope. Okay. Seeing none, hearing none, I close the floor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for acting quick on the concrete.
I'll get up for today.
I know it was late in the day when it was discovered.
Okay, at this point in time, a fiscal department. Sir, you want to cover that?
I do. It's a motion to approve payroll. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a motion to approve accounts payable. And be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from May 15, 2025 through May 20, 2025 in the amount of $172,856.26 from electronic payment ACH vouchers 1287-2025 through 1343-2025. And warrants 70777 through 70780, and the exhibits are attached. I just need a motion.
If there's no further questions on said matter, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Having the second, I now will ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Okay, the next thing I have is a motion to approve payroll. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, the board makes a motion to approve the employee payroll for the pay period May 4th, 2025 through May 17th, 2025 in the amount of $190,138.15. Direct deposit on May 23rd, 2025, with electronic vouchers 1347-2025 through 1435-2025, and the exhibit is attached.
If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Having the second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Let's see. Let me move on to the administrator's obligations. This is resolution 2025-073. It's a resolution approving the obligations authorized by the township administrator for the period of May 14, 2025 through May 27, 2025. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the ORC. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the ORC, the obligations approved by the Administrator must subsequently be approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. Therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County. The obligations authorized by the Township Administrator is presented in Exhibit A, which is attached. All formal actions of this board concerning and relating the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board. In all deliberations of this board and any of its committees result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public. In compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
And there's no further questions in regards to said resolution. I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Hearing the second, I would ask for a roll call when ready, sir.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. I want to inform the board that Dave had to leave. You guys did not catch him.
Okay.
But he had a call and he had to leave, so
gotcha.
I'm just letting the board be aware.
Wow, I didn't even notice he was gone.
Yeah, he nodded to me. So.
Okay.
That's just the exhibit, yeah.
It's kind of amazing. I'm sitting here working.
Well,
I didn't even notice.
No, I happened to look up and he was motioning me and I told him to go and I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
That's the way to leave. Not be seen or heard.
Yeah, I'm amazed because usually I think I would see motion, but.
Then the next resolution I have for the board is a resolution authorizing a medical examination of a township employee. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes a medical examination of a current township employee. Be it further resolved that this examination is based on the recommendation of Sedgwick, the township's third-party administrator, concerning Bureau of Workers' Compensation claims. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees authorizes payment in an amount not to exceed $900 for this independent medical examination. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board and in all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
If there's no said questions in regards to resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Having the second, I'd ask for a roll call, please.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Then I have a resolution concerning renewal with Sedgwick Management Care, which is Resolution 2025-077. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, authorizes the Township Administrator to renew our agreement with Sedgwick Management Care, Ohio, as the Township's third-party BWC Managed Care Organization, or MCO, for the year 2025 through 2026. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to the resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public, in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency, be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
If there's no further questions in said resolution, I'd ask for a second.
I will second, but I have a comment, and they have done a fantastic job with your help and them lowering our rate, and I applaud them for what they're doing.
Okay. With that being said, I'd ask for a roll call when ready.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Thank you. Is that for you? This one I had to add, gentlemen. This pertains to our temporary deputy fiscal officer. Just continuing Mr. Stevens' ability to sign checks and necessary documents in the absence of our fiscal officer. And this is, like I said, Resolution 2025-078, resolution authorizing payments by temporary deputy fiscal officer. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approve the appointment of James Stevens to serve as a temporary Franklin Township Deputy Fiscal Officer to fulfill the duties of the fiscal officer in their absence, according to Resolution 2025-038. That per Resolution 2025-038, this appointment is temporary and shall be rescinded at the request of the Board of Trustees. Then be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees grants a temporary Deputy Fiscal Officer the authority to approve and sign for vendor invoices totaling the amount of $19,094.94 from check number 70758 through 70783, and the exhibit is attached with for those documents. All formal actions of this board concerning and related to the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board and at all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption, unless otherwise specified.
Hearing said resolution, is there any questions in the matter? Hearing none.
I will second it, but I have questions and concerns.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I believe everyone on the board and yourself has been copied on some emails.
Mm-hmm.
Has any, I know I haven't, I don't know if you guys have reached out through via email and set up a time that she can come in and sign stuff. She keeps sending emails. I think we got one today.
I didn't see the one today.
Asking, I can't back out of here now, but asking if there's anything. I would propose that we set up a time that would work for Mr. Mazur. Said time for her to come in and sign said documents and review them here at the table.
Okay, just, I agree to disagree almost. We are a board of trustees and we do our job very well. We work great together. She is an elected official that has chosen her own capacity of whether she's going to be here or not be here. We cannot spoon feed her. She is able to call in, talk to Mr. Mazur. Is there anything for us to email her and say we have things to sign? We have done that before and it's come back effing no, I'm not signing anything. Her responsibility to the job is just that, her responsibility. An emergency on her part is not an emergency on our part. So I appreciate what you're saying. I have not read that email yet, but she knows today is a meeting day. She could be right here to address the board. There is no reason that she can't be here right now if she has something that she needs. If that camera could turn around, I'm looking at faces that are here every meeting. The only face that's missing is the person that sits in that chair. If there's something that she needs to come right here, address the board all at one time, instead of hiding behind an email, in my opinion, and saying, I need this, I need that, I need to know when I need to sign things. Well, I just passed everything down through here and we're signing live as we go. You chose to want to do this job. You asked to do this job. It is your responsibility to put yourself and get in here to do the job. You can't just say, well, I need this and that in order to do my job. Either you want to do it or you don't want to do it. My apologies to you,
no,
sir.
No, you're fine. I thought we had set up where she had to have an appointment to come in.
Nope. We rescinded everything. She can come into the meetings. She just cannot work from this facility. We will set up at the fire station. She can set up at home. her intent was to want to do the work from home. She picked up the laptop. She has yet to ever log into UAN, do any of the work. No matter what we do, there's always going to be another problem, another problem, another problem. In my opinion, I don't know. We're doing the best we can to move forward. And with this resolution, if we were not capable of doing this, and I thank Mr. Stevens for agreeing to do this, this township would stop.
I understand, but I was just under
yeah,
the...
I thought, I apologize.
I thought there was a motion or something when we rescinded it to have her have an appointment, but I get a little fired up
over this because, to me, this is idiotic. I asked to do the job. I went out and got signatures. I was on the ballot. People voted for me. They put their faith in me and what I do. I make sure I do the job. I do anything people ask me. If they ask me to go above and beyond and be at other meetings, even me being in the room representing Franklin Township can have any weight. I do it. And we have somebody that can't even make a meeting. They've been to one meeting since August 11th of 2024.
Correct.
And you're telling me that, well, we need, no.
I just have something to say.
So for 8 or 9 months, Ms. Justice did not put me on her communications with the board, and many times I'd asked for it. So on the last two communications, I have magically appeared, and I have received them, and James is correct. At 8 or 9 o'clock this morning, we got a communication from her asking if there was anything that she needed to review or sign or anything like that. It's not our job to, you know, she should know that this township is
moving forward.
We're open basically 24/7. We have things, everything's moving along. She hasn't seen anywhere where the fire department or the police department wasn't able to get gas or anything else like that. And so we are moving forward, conducting business here. So I would just say to the fiscal officer, you have the ability to come in here and to see if there are things that need to be signed or not. The only thing that I'm worried at all about is she is setting us up for that she tried to do her job and we didn't let her. And so we can't say it enough times, come in, make it, if you can send Steve and all of us a message that says, do I need to review or sign anything? You can stop in here or call or and see there's definitely things that need to be done. I believe we have a 25-26 budget that's due real soon.
That is a concern of mine.
Sure, let's let her do it like she did last year. And she says she knows how to do it, right? I mean, she knows how to do her job. So
she needs to take the reins.
Let's let her do the 25-26 budget.
Do we send her an email? I don't look to see it with today's agenda and et cetera. Does she receive the same information?
You know,
she was on the top. Now, she received the same thing that this board received about today's meeting with the agenda. She received this right here. It tells everything what you guys have, she has. So she knows what she has in her line item. So I now recall that she definitely did get that. And she responded this morning. She knew today was a meeting day. It's, you guys know it's a meeting day. You showed up. Anyways, we have a motion.
We got a resolution
on the floor
and a second on the floor.
So we'll go to roll call.
I didn't mean to open up a can of worms. I was just asking a simple question.
No, it's good.
It's just frustrating. Yes.
I'm glad you asked it.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes, with a thank you.
Mr. Blevins.
Yes.
Okay. So the motion carries, and thank you, Steve, for willing to do that.
Now, gentlemen, the next thing I have, you have a packet inside your folders that deals with employee handbook addendums. should be right on top.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this was also in our email.
So what we need, we have a resolution here, just to make sure that we are comfortable with these addendums to the handbook. We need a decision today, and then if you're good, then we have the resolution ready, where it withdraws the MOUs for all department heads, myself included, and the lieutenant.
It looks as if it's everything that was presented before. So, sir, I would ask you to move forward and run it across the read resolution as stated, and we will take it to a vote.
This is resolution 2025-075. It's a resolution authorizing the rescinding and revocation of existing memorandums of understanding, MOUs, regarding all department heads, police lieutenant, and township administrator. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in a regular meeting at 12 p.m. on Thursday, May 29, 2025. Trustee below made a motion for the adoption of the following resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes to rescind and revoke the existing memorandum of understanding for each of the township department heads, the police lieutenant, and the township administrator. Be it further resolved that the employee handbook will be updated to include addendums specific to each department head, which includes the police chief, police lieutenant, road superintendent, fire chief, and the township administrator. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees authorizes the addendums to the employee handbook become effective the first full pay period beginning in July 2025. That pay period will be July 13, 2025 to July 26, 2025. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees have resulted in such formal action. We're in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Here in the resolution, is there any discussions on said resolution? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second.
Now that there's a second, sir, I'd ask for a roll call when you're ready.
Mr. Leeser.
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman.
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins.
Yes.
And then the last thing I have for you gentlemen, I shouldn't say the last thing, but just a reminder that the June 12th meeting will be at 5:30 p.m.
And not 12 o'clock, so the audience knows. We're going to try that.
It'll be the first meeting of June, July, and August.
Yeah, the first, right? The first meeting. Okay, so the next, gotcha.
Do you care if I speak? Because I got a matter that's going to address that meeting. Just real quick.
Yes, sir.
So, gentlemen, the scholarship fund is due, and what I would like to do is have the permission of the board to bring those people in that night of that meeting and have them be at the top of the agenda. And as a board, we present their checks to them. And
yes.
I'm going to extend the invitation, but I needed to pass it by you fellows today to make sure you were good with it and everything.
Mr. Blevins, I thank you for asking, but the way I see it is you can add to the agenda just the same as any of us.
So. Well, I understand.
But I appreciate it.
Must respect.
I would like for us all to be here, and I know no one is planning on missing any certain meeting. Like I myself had planned a vacation, but I would love for all three trustees to be here when we make the presentation. So I'm letting you know that next meeting, 2 weeks from today, 5:30 in the afternoon, I'm going to have those people come in. I'm going to let them know there will be an opportunity to present the check and for them to get some pictures.
Sure.
Everybody's good?
Yeah, that's good.
Why don't we try this? Try having them show up a little early.
Okay.
To get pictures.
Okay.
We can get pictures up here with them. That way it's not interrupted. I don't know. Something new. Try it a different way.
Want me to bring him in? So are you...
Can order two.
Are we allowed to be here at...
4 o'clock?
No, I think...
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
And then we can just stand and take pictures and then officially give it to them.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
That works good.
Yeah, we'll
good
extend
idea.
That invitation and I will send you guys a email and let you know where we're at.
Okay, great.
I might even wear a sports coat.
I won't be.
This is just how I dress when I work anyway, so...
Yeah, this is how I dress anyhow, so...
I do have a couple more things.
Yes.
Mr. Blevins, I believe Mr. Blevins sent some pictures out via text concerning the...
trash.
Havenwood Apartments.
Yes.
And I texted you gentlemen back and said, yes, as a township, we have avenues to address that. We can use the ORC 505.87, which is nuisance properties. So we can use those pictures that you sent us as documents. We will go look at the site one more time to see if anything's been taken care of. If not, then as a township, we will take care of it. I'm going to have to sit down with Mr. Stevens, because that's another burden on him if we have to do the dirty work, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you know what? I may even participate in that.
Some pink boots.
Pink boots, yes.
So I would like to say, Mr. Blevins, thank you so much for being on top of that, because as your message did speak volumes, that we don't want to see this like another township that we've all seen in the news where it turned bad real quick and an eyesore and et cetera. So we've learned from other people, rather it was their fault or not their fault, but to get on this right away so it doesn't become a problem.
Yeah. So to speak to your point, Steve, I think it would be great to go tomorrow sometime with trash day being again tomorrow in the township.
Okay.
In case they have paid their money and they go in there and start picking that stuff up.
Very
that
good.
We be, you know, I that's my only thoughts on it.
I'm glad you knew the date, because I will do that. And then if it's not
gone, I'm assuming everybody's on the same, you guys. Running trash day for you guys?
No, it wouldn't be tomorrow.
Yeah. No, Saturday. It's going to be Saturday because of the holiday.
Oh, okay.
Who?
It'll be Saturday because they...
Who has blue?
The
holiday.
Yeah.
I can swing through there Saturday.
Who has blue?
So Mr. Stevens doesn't have to come through on a Saturday. I know he's got more important things to do on a Saturday.
I can't.
Little yellow ball.
Jim, who has the blue dumpsters? I can't read the name, and they have the red...
Republic.
Republic.
Republic, okay.
Now, can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure any pictures that you're taking in regards to this situation, make sure that it has
the
time, date stamp on the picture itself. It can't be a picture taken with your phone and
flip
through to something else to get the date.
Well, then you're going to have to come in on Saturday.
We can
do that.
We got the cameras that we actually, when you take the picture, we got it made so it stamps right on. I don't know if your phones do it or not. I'm not that tech savvy.
No, the phones, if you...
Mike, is this all
It will show you if you take your phone out and you...
It's all through it.
It'll show you the time and the date, yes. If you go... Yeah. But it's not in the photo at the bottom, but I know what you're saying. You want it time stamped.
So, if that's the case, and Jim has the camera that can do that, would we not basically... whether he has the ability or he could send Ryan, if they have the camera, could they not ride out there today to get it documented for today? And then if we got to send
a picture of it,
show and Nicole has
today, and then
too.
Maybe one on Monday. Did it change between today and Monday? Does that make sense?
Fair enough.
You know, Jim, Nicole has that camera. She likes doing it. I'll send her out there today. And
you give it that window. So
I don't know if I'd send her out there in the afternoon.
Okay. So, anything else for us, sir?
One more. I just got notice from the county, the zoning, that at 731 Brown Road, there has been an application put in for a used car lot.
Yeah.
So I spoke with the gentleman from the county, and I expressed vehemently that we were opposed to that, and that his recommendation to the board would be that not only does the township oppose it, but also the county opposes it. And I ask, if necessary, when there is a hearing, that a representative from the township could be there. And he said absolutely, much like the time we went for the property at in Moneyback at Brookside and Plank, or wherever they wanted to build that 4,000 square foot barn.
Mm-hmm.
So they assured me that we would have that opportunity.
Okay. Is this the same property that is selling the cars, Jan, across from you?
Mm-hmm. It's right across from the cemetery, baby.
It's way down.
Yeah. Almost okay. To the
Speedway, right next door.
Yeah. Okay.
It used to be Terry's Inn, I think it used to be.
Okay. So moving on, Mr. Leeser, do you have anything for us?
No, I have covered just about everything.
I think I've covered everything that I have that's unusual. Mr. Blevins?
I do.
Okay.
So we skipped right over when Bob wasn't here today, and we skipped right over fire.
Yes.
But we have to have a meeting on the fire levy.
Absolutely.
And we no longer can
kick the can down the road.
Decide when we need to give a date and who we need to have the people show up on that date. We're now almost a month
into it.
And we haven't had the meeting yet. So I want to, before we leave here today, can we set a meeting for the fire department?
Give me a date, time. So we're looking at starting on
next week.
So Tuesday,
I can go
Wednesday.
As early as you want next week, fellas.
So
first week
today is the 29th. So now that'll be that'll go into that would be like the 3rd or the 4th of June.
Yeah, I can't do the 2nd.
Okay, so what about the 4th? Is 4th good?
I'm good.
Okay, so June 4th.
I know you guys look good.
We should be as early as possible.
Okay, yeah. So you want to say 9:30 here? Where are we going? Firehouse? 9:30?
Firehouse.
On Sullivan?
Yep.
Okay.
I would say, 9:30.
Okay, it's set then.
I don't know what pizza is.
Okay. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor for any quick questions at today's meeting only. And anyone have anything? Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay, so y'all are wrong about the annexation and the water and all that. I spoke with a few attorneys, and this is what I was trying to call you about the last week, John.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we can get them the schematics of the water and sewer lines that are already existing there,
mm-hmm.
They will not annex. They have to know that they have enough water and sewer for those projects. And we could actually save 1696. Heck out of
them. I'm gonna go longer. Well, I said shorter.
Well, I mean, if you want
to talk after, because once they, we'll do that because I'm curious on that. Because, we'll talk afterwards. Okay, that'd be great. Anyone else? Yours was pretty much to go over
I'm
the
just
trash date.
Getting stiff.
Okay, no worries. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. It is now approximately 1:47, and we are adjourned. Have a great day, everyone.